10th of May, I'm Steve-O, this is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. Three teenagers are facing attempted murder charges following a gun incident on a Luton street. Of the three males involved, only one could legally be named. 19-year-old Lewis Gatehouse, along with two other 17-year-old males, were implicated when gunshots were heard as they rode their bikes along Warlands Bank Drive. An emergency service investigation determined the shots were fired at a car parked on the street, but there were no injuries or fatalities. Minor damage to the vehicle revealed it was recently involved in a light collision. Back in April, Mr. Gatehouse and another young man were arrested in the early morning hours by Beds Police Bosun Team, a unit dedicated to gangs and weapons. Another 17-year-old male was detained at the beginning of May. A future date will be set for their court hearing. Local walks, sponsored by Mental Health Foundation and other groups, will encompass Mental Health Awareness Week, which began yesterday. This year's focus will be on the issue of loneliness. A walk this upcoming Sunday around 11 a.m. has been planned by Mental Health Mates, starting at the Pavilion in Bedford Park. A new plan by Bedford Mayor Dave Hodgson will provide an incentive for Bedford homeowners to adopt solar panels. The plan brings together Luton Borough, Central Bedfordshire and Bedford Borough in a group purchase scheme that will reduce the price for the panels. Within the programme, a storage battery, an electric vehicle charge point would also be available as options. The Solar Together Bedfordshire project launched yesterday and those interested can register online. The Marston Vale rail line between Bedford and Bletchley, previously plagued by staff shortages, will finally replace bus service with fully staffed operational trains beginning next Monday. 17 hourly trains will run from around 5 a.m. to around 10 p.m. That's all for today. I'll be back tomorrow with your Bedford News updates.